Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the solemnity of the birth of John the Baptist. And from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Being Wonderfully Made.
We know from the prophet Isaiah, that is evoked in the first reading of this solemnity, Isaiah 49, the Lord called me before I was born. And this is taken for St. John the Baptist, because at the visitation, when our Blessed Mother Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, the child in Elizabeth's womb, John, jumped for joy when Jesus came in his mother Mary. So that is the theme of today's, and the theme really of John the Baptist's life, that he was called in the womb, he was called by God before he was born. And so the responsorial psalm is a commentary on that truth. So here is Psalm 139. O Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to you. Before ever a word is on my tongue, you know it, O Lord, through and through. Behind and before, you besiege me. Your hand ever laid upon me. Too wonderful for me this knowledge, too high beyond my reach. For it was you who created my being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you for the wonder of my being, for the wonders of all your creation. Already you knew my soul. My body held no secret from you. When I was being fashioned in secret and molded in the depths of the earth. Oh, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your face? If I climb the heavens, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell at the sea's furthest end, even there your hand would lead me, your right hand would hold me fast. So, the first reading, Isaiah 49, the Lord called me before I was born, and the Gospel tells us how John leapt in Elizabeth's womb before he was born. And as we know, he was living in the desert until the time came for him to announce the coming of Jesus. We know the gospel story of his birth and mission. So let us think for a bit about the responsorial psalm for this great feast. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. We are known even before we are born. How wonderful it is to be fully known, especially by someone who loves us and sees all the potential and actual good in us. It is something we all long for. Let me say, however, that we must be known with respect and even reverence. Yes, we long to be known, don't we? To be understood right down to the depth of our being, to the inmost sanctuary of our selfhood. But we can only open up this treasure to someone who we are sure loves us unconditionally. What a gift! What a gift to be in a relationship like this, where one is known and treasured. If you have this gift, give thanks to God. It is precious. This being known and loved unconditionally is what gave St. John the Baptist the strength, the power, really, to do what God called him to do, to announce the message of salvation, to proclaim the incarnation of God. Incarnation, that is, that means the coming of God in the flesh, in a human body, a real human person. And God, Jesus, is still with us in the Eucharist. We receive him in communion. He stays with us. He's in our tabernacles, in our churches. So there are two things here of which St. John the Baptist reminds us. One, that we are known and cherished by God down to our toes. And secondly, that God is with us in the flesh, here and now, and always. God bless you.